Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want you to know that the mothership has landed.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, my brother? I want permission to come aboard the mothership.
Asking permission to join a sports talk spaceship? Well, we're all a little crazy. The mothership has connected.
The mothership.
Let's come aboard.
Man, I'm feeling great.
I'm doing great.
Happy Friday to you, boys and girls. I've got one question and one question only. How do you feel?
Well, I feel good and I'm doing well.
Well, that's all that really matters. We come to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. This is the final hour of the first week of the DA show in this time slot, and hopefully you guys enjoyed the show. Maybe some of you are just getting acclimated to it. It has its own sensibilities, maybe an acquired taste for some, but I encourage you to give it a few shows, maybe give it next week as well, and hopefully you will enjoy it. I think you will. I hope you do. We'll keep working harder for you. You can always hit us up at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. And on Twitter, DA on CBS. On Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. There you can let us know how you're listening, where you're listening, what your plans are for the weekend, because we are bringing back Target Demo Friday in about 35 minutes from now, and I could not be more excited. It was a staple of the overnight show. It went away when we were doing the evenings, but it's back now, baby. And already a great thread going on Facebook. It's a great community. I highly encourage you to be friends with the Facebook page because the D-Aliens over there are funny. They're going to make you laugh. They're always a good thread, always a good read. It's very, very cool. Good family. So we had the NFL release its schedule last night. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, I'm largely bored by the hype around the NFL schedule. I think part of this is simply because it feels as though the NFL can't possibly go a day without being the center of attention. It's the highly dramatic chick in high school that can't believe anybody would be talking about the other girl. So we have to make a big deal out of dopey things like the schedule release. I suppose if you're trying to make travel plans, this is important information. But the hype, and most importantly, when you hear on sports radio today, let's go down the schedule and find out what the wins and losses are. Win, win, loss, loss, win, loss, win, loss. No team ever is worse than 10-6 when you do that. Ever. Somehow everybody always finds 10 wins. But I did think an interesting little sidebar of the schedule release was the Monday night football schedule release. Because ESPN is dealing with cord cutting, obviously. And I think larger point is networks are, TV executives are as well. But specifically cable. Because on cable, you're paying per, if you break down the costs of your cable package, you pay per the carrying fee, the carriage fee, of certain channels. And ESPN has the highest carriage fee out of any channel ever. Network television is free. You just get it. But you get it as part of your cable package, obviously. But with cable, it's much more than that. It's all this series of different television channels that have different carriage fees. So the sports ones tend to have a higher carriage fee because they spend more on rights. Anyway, if you knew what you paid per channel, some of you, even being sports fans, might say, I don't want ESPN because I think it's something like $6 or $7 a month of your bill. It'd be much better to just buy a la carte. I want that channel, that channel, that channel, that channel. But once you do that, other channels get left by the wayside and they don't want that. And the cable company wants to bundle you. Anyway, I say this as a long way to preface that ESPN's television package is really interesting because we're entering an age where if millennials or young people cut cords and they don't want cable or they don't want television, for ESPN, look, CBS is always going to be around. ESPN will likely always be around. But is ESPN going to have monster television rights packages if they have subscribers that go, I don't want that anymore? And if they have a large piece of the pie that says, oh, I didn't know I was paying that much for it, I don't really want that. So ESPN's been bothered the last couple of years because let's face it, their games aren't very good. It really isn't. Their normal Monday night package is not very good, those games. The way that it usually goes to the hierarchy is that the NFL wants the premier game on Sunday night football. And then, because that's on network television, on NBC, the entire nation has a singular block, a singular window to watch in prime time. They love that. They've seen monster numbers. I mean, Sunday night football perennially is like five of the six or seven most watched primetime television programs. But you also want to make Fox happy so that Sunday game of the week, America's game of the week, and then CBS's late game as well, usually is, those are the three best games usually of the weekend. And the NFL before the season doesn't want to earmark really amazing matchups to ESPN. They just don't. They want to make sure it's on primetime Sunday night and then make sure Fox and CBS have glittery, glitzy games as well. So after ESPN's bitching and moaning and complaining that they want better games, they paid all this money, and I understand their point. I mean, they pay more than anybody basically per game, but they do it because part of their revenue comes from subscriptions, comes from that cable package, whereas NBC, CBS, and NBC, CBS and Fox, they don't have those same carriage incomes, so all of their income comes from the advertising. But ESPN, I think, got its wish this year, at least somewhat. They still don't have an elite series of games, but they have some better games than they've ever had, at least recently. And remember, the ratings numbers on cable are always going to be less than network. Just fewer people have cable, fewer people seek out things on cable. So whatever a Monday Night Football game does on ESPN is almost always going to be less than what it could have done on NBC, CBS, or Fox. The Monday Night doubleheader, where are we done with Mike and Mike calling games? Like, that doesn't happen anymore. Is it still Chris Berman calling these games?
Last year, I believe it was Berman and Dilfer, so I don't know who's calling it now because Berman, I guess, got phased out.
Let's hope not. Saints, Vikings, Chargers, Broncos. Nah. Week two, Lions, Giants. All right, good. But if you compare that to would that be the number one game on NBC, CBS, or Fox, the answer is no, no, and no. Lions at Giants is never going to be the Buck and Aikman game at 4:05 on a Sunday. Unless it's late in the season and that's for like number one seed or playoff seeding. Week three, Cowboys at Cardinals. Nah. Week four, Washington and Kansas City. Nah. Again, these are decent teams. These could all be playoff teams. But none of these games are like, I gotta see that. October 9th, Vikings at Bears. Woof. October 16th, the AFC South comes to roost. Colts at Titans. Eh. October 23rd, Washington and Philadelphia. All right. But again, none of these games would likely be the best game on Fox, CBS, or NBC. Later in the season, though, I think some of these Monday night games are pretty solid. Broncos at Chiefs on the night before Halloween. That's the best game of the weekend right there, October the 30th, the way that it looks now. All right, Denver and Kansas City, Arrowhead Stadium, at night, always a great scene, good vibe, AFC West, should be good. Lions at Packers the next week. Mraz, let's do this exercise. Would Broncos at Chiefs be the Sunday night game?
Yes, it would, because the other Sunday night game was the Lions and Steelers that week.
Okay, so I mean, that's kind of one of the same. But
and
yeah,
the big late window game is Redskins-Cowboys.
And Broncos-Chiefs last year on Sunday night was a great game.
Yes.
Lions at Packers is not the Sunday night game unless there's it's week 17 winning your
Sunday in. Night game that week is Raiders at Dolphins.
Mm. Dolphins at Panthers, not a Sunday night game. Falcons at Seahawks, that is a Sunday night capable game. You have the defending NFC champions in Seattle with that. That's a great game. That probably is their best game of the season on ABC.
That was one of the best games of the regular season last year when
right.
we went up there.
On ESPN, rather. Texans at Ravens, woof. Steelers at Bengals, probably woof. Patriots at Dolphins, could be good, could be a woof. Falcons at Buccaneers, pretty much a woof. And then Raiders at Eagles. Okay.
That's Christmas night.
So I would say some of those are better than what Monday night usually gets. I think it would be fair to say that they tried to do better by ESPN, but they certainly did not give them anything akin to the Sunday night package, nothing close. And I would say that at most there's four or five games on Monday night that any of the other three networks would say that's our best game of the weekend. And I think you'll continue to see this. And I got to say, I think ESPN, sorry, you're kind of SOL. You were fourth into the party. The other games are on network television. The NFL makes that more of a priority. And so that's just the way that you got to deal with it. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Huge news in the NBA playoffs breaking right now. Rajon Rondo out indefinitely for the Chicago Bulls, right thumb fracture. That completely shifts the perspective on what you expect with this series moving forward. Rondo was incredible in terms of a feistiness, in terms of a fire, in terms of a want, revenge against his former team. And now, Rondo out with a thumb fracture that he suffered in game two. I mean, Rondo was maybe the most important piece of the puzzle in game two for the Bulls. So Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade in that offense isn't going to run nearly as effectively without Rondo. This series shifts back to Chicago. I mean, you could almost see it now. Isaiah Thomas returning to be back with the family, back with the team rather, having spent time with his family. No Rondo tonight in Chicago. Celtics win, a gut check kind of game. Take game three. Now get a lot of energy, get a lot of momentum. Shift into game four. Pressure's now on Chicago. They've got to win to make sure they don't blow having home court advantage, having taken the first two. There's going to be a lot of juice now in the building for the Celtics, not in Chicago from the fans, but within that locker room of the Celtics going, you know what, we got a shot now. No Rondo out indefinitely. Fractured thumb. You know, as though if Boston sports could have another horseshoe planted somewhere. I mean, come on. That's outrageous. Can an 8 seed without one of its most important players finish off a 1 seed? They got the 2-0 series lead and Rondo's out indefinitely. An enormous blow for Chicago. Enormous. Let's see what they're made of tonight. They're at home. They're up 2-0. They lose Rondo. Are they willing to fight or do they hang their heads? And it becomes way bigger what Jimmy Butler's able to do and how they play on the interior trying to rebound and out-physical a finesse Celtics team. When we come back here on the DA Show, did one coach turn around an entire series of the NBA playoffs with one good ref rant? DA, CBS Sports Radio. Guys, the best sleep I've ever had is because of my Sleep Number bed. Spring is in the air. That means cleaning time. When was the last time you replaced your pillows or your mattress? Well, you could get a Sleep Number mattress like I got. A queen starts at just $899.99, and it adjusts to your ideal firmness or softness. My Sleep Number setting is at 25. My Sleepwise Q score last night was at 95. Man, I'll tell you what, I slept like a baby, and it's because I know it's going to give the perfect support to my back, to my neck, to whatever it is that's feeling a little sore after working out, after trying to get some exercise in, whatever it is, you're going to sleep great because you can adjust the firmness, the softness on your side, just like you can do it to the side of your partner as well. Both of the sides of the bed have their own setting. 550 Sleep Number stores are nationwide. Find the one nearest you by going to their website, because you can't find a Sleep Number mattress at just any old department store. Go to sleepnumber.com and go in there and tell them DA sent you.
Open now for brunch.
Amen, Amandalara, he's on the radio.
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Remember, you can always stream us by downloading the CBS Sports app, the TuneIn app, or the Radio.com app. I would also tell you, you can stream us by using Apple Music. It's pretty awesome. If you've ever tried to stream Apple Music for your normal music or other radio stations, the CBS Sports Radio station is fantastic for it. So definitely do that. Also, you can go to our website, watchda.com, and watch the webcast on a daily basis. Next week, we should be adding some more bells and whistles, like a camera that'll be trained in the control room for Mraz and the Body Bilotti. Also, we should have some background stuff going on here, a newly refurbished studio, instead of what seems to be me doing it out of my bedroom, kind of like Jarrett's World that Jimmy Fallon used to do on SNL with like a web camera. But the guys are actually really great about the switching back and forth and the graphics and all of that back in the back studio. So the webcast looks really cool. I highly encourage you to watch it. WatchDA.com. Tweets coming in. Thanks, DA. Almost crashed my car twice. First, laughing hysterically at the Bane impersonation by Schwartz. Secondly, by sending this tweet. Yeah, don't tweet while driving. But I also would say it's hard for me to tell anybody what to do when their Twitter handle is Frecklefart.
I don't even have a job, Damien.
I mean, I didn't ever think I'd see that one coming, reading a tweet from Frecklefart today. So last night, the San Antonio Spurs go to Memphis and get grinded up in the grindhouse. Grizzlies win easily, dominated that game throughout, and suddenly we may have a series. Now remember, following game two, rookie head coach David Fizdale of the Grizzlies said, "I'm not going to be rooked. We won't be rooked." And he started going after the officials, and after this rant, his guys, his players, rushed in support of him.
Overall, 35 times we shot the ball in the paint. We had 15 free throws for the game. They shot 18 times in the paint and had 32 free throws. Kawhi shot more free throws than our whole team. Explain it to me. We don't get the respect that these guys deserve because Mike Conley doesn't go crazy. He has class, and he just plays the game. But I'm not going to let them treat us that way. You know, I know Pop's got pedigree, and I'm a young rookie, but they're not going to rook us. That's unacceptable. That was unprofessional. My guys dug in that game and earned the right to be in that game, and they did not even give us a chance.
All right, thank you.
Take that for data.
Take that for data. Smashed the podium. Little Dennis Green action right there. So last night, the Grizzlies played really inspired basketball, and after that, because he got fined $30,000, his players were saying, "We'll pay that. We'll pick that up." That's coach speaking for us. They played inspired basketball last night. I don't think they have enough to take out the Spurs four times in a seven-game series, especially being down 2-0. Now you got to win four out of your five. At this point, gets a little bit easier, three out of the four. But I think that it's possible Fizdale really lit a fire under his guys. Coming home really helps them, obviously. They play much better at home at the Grindhouse. That's a great fan base. That's a great home court advantage. And last night was kind of a classic Grizzlies game. Zebo and Marc Gasol combining for a ton of points, a ton of rebounds, just being physical underneath. This is a little bit of a worry, though, for me when it comes to the San Antonio Spurs. Sometimes the Spurs can look like they can get punched in the mouth and not have that wherewithal to respond, that resiliency. They're the better basketball team. They've got the better head coach. They've got all of the things that you'd want in a series like this. But I do wonder sometimes about the Spurs, maybe as they've transitioned away from Tim Duncan, lacking a certain fortitude to have a tough guy stand up and say, no, we're not going to take that, and that they can be roughed around. But good job by Fizdale, man. He lit a fire under his guys, and they played like it last night. The big news of the morning is Rajon Rondo out indefinitely with a fractured thumb. He suffered it in game two. Tonight is game three, Bulls and Celtics at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Obviously an enormous loss. I think now more of this falls onto two things. Butler and Wade figuring out a way for the offense still to run smoothly. Then also, second part is they need their interior presence to come up big again. Because that doesn't change losing Rondo. Their big guys underneath need to continue to dominate the Celtics' big men. Out-rebound them, fight them to loose balls, make sure that they kind of have their way physically under the basket, because that's one thing the Celtics simply cannot respond to. They can't get to that level. And so take advantage of that, whether Rondo's in there or not. But what an emotional blow. The Bulls were probably feeling, you know what, let's go home, let's take both, and let's get out of Dodge, man. Let's get to that second round. And now they lose Rondo, who obviously was an enormous part of the first two games, maybe the best player on the floor in game two, and the guy that was going to kill himself to beat his old team and his old general manager. You know that. Rondo out indefinitely, including tonight's game three against the Celtics, fractured thumb. And what does that mean if the Bulls get out of this round for the second round, where they would take on the winner of the 4-5 matchup? What does that mean? Tweet at us, DA on CBS. Brian tweets in, DA, the Cowboys have a tough schedule, especially after the bye week, maybe the toughest. Falcons, Raiders, Chiefs, Seahawks, Washington, none of them are gimmies. Yeah, the Cowboys have a tough schedule, but we knew their opponents. I mean, that's the thing. When schedules come out, you have to realize we know every opponent that a team is going to play. It's just what order they play in. We know where they're going to play. We know the home and the road slate. We just don't know how it's going to be earmarked, how it's going to be organized. So I have a hard time with anybody coming out and kind of being like, wow, that's a tough schedule. We know this years in advance. What divisions every team is slotted to play. And then going into the year, there are two quote-unquote wild card games that are dependent on where you finished the previous year. Dallas gets home against the Giants, at Denver, at Arizona, home to the Rams, home to the Packers, at the 49ers, in Washington, home to the Chiefs, in Atlanta, home to the Eagles, home to the Chargers, home in Washington versus Washington, in New York against the Giants, at Oakland, home Seahawks, at Eagles. Tough opponents in there. There's no doubt about it. Tough opponents. But we knew they were going to have tough opponents before yesterday. Now we just know the order. Chuck tweets, DA, remember, Disney owns ESPN and ABC, which had Monday Night Football until everybody got greedy. Just put it back on ABC. Well, they did that, obviously, to keep people paying the subscription, to keep people going and spending money on cable for ESPN, and that's why they shifted it to ESPN instead of ABC. They could, if they wanted to, put it on ABC, but there's a reason that they don't. They want to make ESPN so that you have to have it. You cannot lose it. Indispensable for the sports fan. And they say, well, if we've got Monday Night Football on it, then you'll have to have us. You'll have to spend the money. You'll have to spend the carriage fee. It'll have to be on your cable package. I mean, there's a plan for them. The problem is, some people might say, I really don't care enough about mediocre Monday Night Football to validate me needing ESPN anymore. And that day is coming, considering we can all watch a ton of content on our phones and on the computer and on our tablets. When we return here on the DA Show, this is a special moment in Mothership history. The epic and triumphant return of Target Demo Friday. We want to know where you're listening, how you're listening, and what you're doing as you listen, as well as your plans for the weekend, which we used to do on the overnights, and we're bringing back now with the midday show. So, on Facebook and on Twitter, we'll read through your comments coming up here next. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Now get zapped while the sun is out.
Ernie Johnson, host of TNT's award-winning Inside the NBA.
Beam me up, DA.
You got...
DA on CBS Sports Radio.
It's a happy Friday to you, boys and girls, here on the DA. Welcome back. Putting the finishing touches on week one here in the books. It's time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to CBSSportsRadio.com, Ask the Pros, or tweet it at CBS Sports Radio using the hashtag AskThePros. Sign up to be an O-Rewards member today. Start earning instantly. O-Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 that you earn. It's fast, easy, and free only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. See store for details. O'Reilly, better parts, better prices every day. Stefan in Michigan writes in, DA, what was your favorite part of the first week of the new time slot? Well, that's a good question. There's a couple of parts here. Number one, what really gets me juiced is that I have had a ton of people on social media say, hey, I never got to listen to the show before, and now I did, and I'm really into it. And that feels really good, not just because we want people to like the show, but because it means there's a whole new audience out there that is getting to come inside the circus tent for the first time. And that's really invigorating, knowing that, hey, all the stuff that we've done for years, for some people, they've never heard it, and they get to hear it, and now it's like, oh, all right, I get it. That is so cool to me, and that makes me feel really good. The second part is the new crew that we have here helping us out, like the Body Bilotti and the Wheels of Steel, Andrew Bogish on our headlines, the guys that make the web stream work, our producers like Chris today and a couple of the other guys this week, they've really been fantastic and really added a lot to the show. We have more sets of hands now helping us do what we did, and I think it sounds different and looks different, and that's a great thing. Plus, the visuals of the webcast is going to be amazing. Once we get all of these kinks ironed out, what we are able to bring you in visual form now is going to be fantastic. And then the last part is, both Mraz and I talked about this on the PGP, which is our off-the-show weekly podcast, which is about the show. So you can get that on iTunes. Just search Permission Granted Podcast, or it's on our normal iTunes feed or on our website. And that is, we were doing 4 hours on the overnight and 4 hours in the evenings, and now we're doing 3 hours. This is a breakneck version. This is the Houston Rockets, a Mike D'Antoni. This is that offense in this show form. We used to map out, okay, you know, we're on in the middle of the night, and let's try to get through 4 hours. What do we do in this segment? How do we get through the segment? Now it's, how do we squeeze all of this into 3 hours? And it's really cool because it feels like we've got to hit on twice as many topics coming out from what happened overnight to what's breaking as we're doing it, like Rajon Rondo going down for indefinitely with the fractured thumb, and squeeze it into a shorter amount of time. I think it's great. I mean, really, it's like, you got to get shots up quick in this offense. So it's great. The first week has been fantastic. So thanks to everybody that's been on the staff here, that's been listening and watching and everything. It's really been a lot of fun. And to that point, we are bringing back Target Demo Friday, so let's kick up the band.
It's a 3-hour black hole block party. Here's what our listeners are doing as they connect to the mothership.
On Facebook, Shane writes, I'm in Northwest Ohio, listening on the CBS Sports app, been listening at work for a year and a half. At this time of the previous night's podcast, now I get to hear you guys live. Makes my morning counting shirts at a print shop fly by. Right on.
All right.
Bradley writes, 1270 AM, WXYT, Detroit. Beam me up, DA. And I listen at home on the radio.com app to Moose and Maggie on my Saturday morning peeps. Nice. Maggie Gray, a definite DA alien. We have to have her here in studio with the new time slot. She's the best. Jason, I'm in Michigan, listening on the CBS radio app while welding. Shh, don't tell anybody. Listening on my Bluetooth earbuds. That's against the rules. Watch out while welding and listening to Peter Schwartz do a Bane impersonation. It doesn't matter what you weld. What matters is don't die. Adam writes, I'm listening to you guys with the CBS app, especially since my local affiliate disappeared. I'm loving the new time slot. Definitely gets me in a good mood before my shift to the post office. Be nice to postal workers. I'm glad we're making you feel good. James, Florida delivery. Live shrimp from my bait shops on the east coast of Florida so all you people from up north can go fishing. Listen to you guys with the overnights. The boats at the dock, loading the live shrimp on the truck and heading across the state. Whereas that's a first, a shrimp delivery guy.
I hope that he has some water back there. We're not just putting them dry in bags.
You need to eat like this. You need to eat like this.
Craig writes, I'm running the board on 1090 The Fan in Seattle this morning because our normal morning board op is at Coachella. At least the weekend morning, at least the weekend begins early. Hashtag how many beers ago?
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Ronnie, I listened to the overnights at Fort Worth, at work in Fort Worth, Texas. I'll be downloading the new show on the Play It app. I'm repping 105.3 The Fan in Big D. Shannon RJ, hashtag G-Bag Nation. Love those guys. Those guys have always been friends of the show. Triffin, Seattle, 1090 The Fan, listening while driving from job to job, repairing phone and internet service. Michael writes on Facebook, I'm at work listening to the TuneIn app. Naperville, Illinois, right near Chicago. Beam my ass up. Nathaniel, about to get lunch, get home, get clean, get bow, chicka bow, bow, get dressed, and get dinner. Well, all right.
All right. She's a bad girl, David.
Not bad.
Love a little bow, chicka wow, wow.
Eric, listening on the CBS app at work in West Palm Beach, Florida. Beam my ass up out of here, dear. Jeff, listening on the TuneIn app in Detroit. Let me pause when I get busy at work. Perfect. That's awesome. Yeah, you could just pause us. Tyler, I tune in while driving for work in the mornings. Redding, California, 96.1 Sporting News Radio and now CBS Sports Radio. Philip in Brunswick, Georgia, listening on the TuneIn app. Love the new time slot. Great job of the show. Well earned. Paul, I'm listening to you guys back in Rhode Island. Bring us back on the mothership. Mark, CBS at Foxborough, Massachusetts, Real City of Champions. Come back tonight here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, DA. The City of Champions, Boston, Massachusetts. Christina, watching the live stream on CBSSports.com from Eugene, Oregon. Love the new time slot. Used to listen to the overnights. Chad, tune in app in Washington State growing wine grapes. Is that right?
How many beers ago? Probably 1,000.
Well, that sounds good. Phil, Paducah, Kentucky, tune in app, hashtag raised royal. Travis, live stream, Green Bay, beam me up, DA. Royal, I'm in Pontiac, Michigan, use the tune in app. On Twitter, Victor, Boise, Idaho, 93.1, KTIK, the ticket. Used to listen on my home for work, now I get to listen to the work on my way to work. Greg, Youngstown, Ohio, here at work getting some overtime.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
The Barkster, who earlier in the week said that our show had dropped off after the nights, is now back on. Great on the show, loves it. He's in Flint, Michigan, delivering paper supplies. Wife's in the hospital, taking two kids to see mom. Then tonight, I know Nanos is going to piss me off. Daniel on Twitter, listening to you on the CBS Sports app while stripping the paint off the roof of a GMC Yukon. Great first week, hashtag auto body work. USAYT, creative director, owner of small advertising agency between Philly and Harrisburg, PA. This is way better than the Levitard show. Well, thank you much. Keith, Bluff City, Tennessee, AM 640, the monster every day while driving a delivery route. Love the show. And finally, Bobby, AM 640, Tri-Cities, Tennessee, home of what looks like a rain-soaked NASCAR weekend at Bristol Motor Speedway.
You win.
Love it all, man. Absolutely love it all. That's the way we do Target Demo Friday each and every week on a Friday to wrap up the show, and it just gives me goosebumps, Mraz, to bring it back after the overnight days. It just sounds right.
Feels like I'm at Yankees Old Timers Day.
You know, with the Celtics and the Bulls going into game three tonight and now Rondo out indefinitely, does it give the Celtics another hop in their step? Yeah, it absolutely does. Yes, it absolutely does. Now, the Bulls still have the 2-0 lead and 2 games at home. And I think if they get one of these two to go back 3-1 to Boston, they've done their job. I really do. I don't think they have to get both because they still are the 8 seed. That means you have a 3-1 series lead and are forcing the 1 seed to win 3 straight games, which is obviously really difficult. Not saying it can't happen. Happened last year in the NBA playoffs. If they get one of these two, they go back 3-1 to Boston. Then even if Boston wins, you get a game 6 at home with a chance to wrap up. I mean, if you're the 8 seed, that's kind of all you could hope for. But does this give the Celtics a little bit of juice, a little bit of hop in the step, a little bit more life? Yes. And don't think for a second that the Celtics won't be feeling that way. They get Isaiah Thomas back after he was with his family after the passing of his sister. I don't know how you can focus on basketball after that, but everybody mourns in their own way. Everybody copes with their own things in their own way. So you could see this being a really emotional night and a night where the Celtics come off the mat and play really good basketball. I could see that. I could see them laying 2 huge eggs in the first 2 games, then kind of coming out tonight and playing really well, and the Bulls being maybe emotionally drained or demoralized because they don't have Rondo, and then trying to figure out how the offense works. I think this totally swings things in favor of the Celtics for tonight, and then it's into game 4 if the Bulls can then figure out how to run things minus Rondo, how to run things if, you know, they're losing one of their best guys. I think the Carmelo Anthony angle is also interesting because there are some people saying, boy, if the Celtics get smoked in this first round and get embarrassed, maybe they have to trade for Carmelo Anthony in the offseason. I don't think they have to do anything. They will have likely a top 3 pick in the draft, maybe a number 1 pick overall with the Brooklyn Nets pick. And just adding that and then another year of development for Jaylen Brown suggests that the Celtics are building something that's not going to go away quickly, even if they lose embarrassing fashion here in the first round. And I certainly wouldn't give up too much, but remember, the Celtics have so many draft picks and so many resources, picks, players on the roster, and they lack that roster flexibility that they might have to trade away some pieces because simply all of their draft picks won't be able to make the team. So maybe it's a good fit. I mean, Carmelo, I don't think is ever going to be at this point in time the best player on your team if you try to win a championship. So somebody else like Isaiah Thomas or maybe it's Jaylen Brown develops into much better. And I think right now Isaiah is better than Carmelo. But could he be a nice piece of the puzzle for the Celtics in the offseason? Sure. But let's see what happens tonight now that Rondo's out. Let's get to your epic fail of the night, boys and girls. And now it's the epic fail of the morning. And earlier this morning, Mraz thought a velociraptor was a falafel raptor.
Even the DA show is not perfect. We know. Shocking. Here's the epic fail.
DA, it was not a raptor that killed Newman in Jurassic Park. Newman was killed when that dinosaur spit that black gack at him.
Look at me. I just fell down a hill. I'm soaking wet. I don't have any food.
Yeah, I don't think it's a raptor. I think it's the falafel raptor.
A falafel
raptor? The one that, like, where it... It has, like, the skin comes off its head and then spits at you.
Yeah, that you can buy on the street in New York City, the falafel raptor.
I think it's the falafel raptor. Falafel raptor, what's it called?
No, a raptor's named a velociraptor.
Velocer?
Velociraptor, but that's just the longer name for raptor.
It's the falafel raptor. I thought there were 2 different ones, almost like...
You thought it was a raptor and a falafel raptor.
Now that you say it, I guess that makes sense.
Bilotti, that's just the first of many, big guy. Just the first of many.
Oh, my goodness. Right next to the chicken and rice raptor, right?
A caller called in as Bane and tried to do a sports take as Bane, and it was terrible. So we were like, well, why don't we try to do Bane? When we heard Schwartz's, we're like, wow, you've never seen a Batman movie and you have no idea who Bane is, because his Bane was closer to my Barney than it was Bane.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
Just as bad when you dust it off out of the cobwebs, huh?
I forgot about that.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters?
It doesn't matter who we are. What matters is our plan.
Like, this is not a Hanna-Barbera cartoon, Schwartz. And so then we had him do it again, and his second attempt is just a dopey.
Epic fail, you loser.
That is why you fail.
Epic fail.
It was a flashback Friday this morning here on the show, and that's your epic fail. Oh, Schwartz's pathetic attempt at Bane impersonations will never get old. It will never not be funny to me. Never.
What matters is our plan.
By the way, we now have a road trip we have to take. Fenway Park apparently is doing meatball in a cone. Meatball in an ice cream cone.
Let's just come up with any food combination now.
We're not into that. I like meatballs.
I like meatballs and I like cones, and I'm sure I'd like meatball in a cone, but I mean, come on. It's like City Field is a stupid cookie dough in a cone now. It's too much.
What's wrong with that?
No. That's too much cookie dough sinking to the bottom of your stomach. No good for you.
That's interesting that you would be suggesting some type of limitation on how much you could eat.
Even I have a thin line at that.
Very thin.
But we start putting, you know, really fatty stuff in cones besides ice cream. It's just certain things. It's sacrilege.
Well, I don't know if it's sacrilegious. I just think that an ice cream cone with a meatball is not, that's not the taste combo you're looking for.
But are you
for.
Sure it's an ice cream cone, or is it like a cone that kind of is made of like Texas toast? Because
no,
that would be something.
It's like a soft serve ice cream cone. I'm looking at it right now.
That's no good. Then no. It tastes like packing peanuts with mama's meatballs.
Bingo. Boom. Yeah, you hit it. That doesn't sound good. But I feel like we should try it.
Well, of course we're going to try it.
I am actually totally in on trying the grasshoppers as well from Safeco Field.
I'm out. I don't eat bugs.
Words to live by. Don't eat bugs. Look out for falafel raptors. And that's all you need to worry about. Hey, thanks to Sean Mraz, executive producer. Pete the Body Bilotti on the Wheels of Steel. And Andrew Bogish on your headlines. Also, Chris Venezia on the web stream producing today. This weekend, be good and be good to one another. That's what I ask. I'm DA. We'll see you on Monday. The Mothership disconnects.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.